School. You can find it on our archive, kabbalah.info, kabbalahmedia.info.
Lately, we're talking all the time, we're talking about the importance of faith above reason. Since this is the spiritual degree that we have to erect, arrange above our level called reason. Reason is called logic, desire, the human intellect upon which we operate, according to what we talk about when we say one cannot judge but what his eye sees, according to one's five senses. That's called my reason. It's called reason. And a higher degree, which is not me controlling my senses, my intellect, but rather the Creator controls only, not me at all. This degree above me is that there's none else besides Him. He is good that does good and is called the degree of faith, which I can belong to under the condition that I believe. What does it mean that I believe? That I acquire the quality of bestowal. I acquire the quality of bina and rise above myself and say that really they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not. Rather, I accept that the Creator is in control. He is the ruler. And as much as I will be able to decide to myself that really in all of reality only the Creator operates, that defines my spiritual degree, meaning in faith above reason. That's why all our work from here to the end of correction is how to acquire more and more the degree of faith above reason. There are 125 degrees, each dividing into more, but let's say all together 125 degrees, which we need to pace upon, rise in, as each time the force of bestowal on us, called faith, will be greater in contradiction to the force of perception in us, called reason, dat. So let's see what my teacher... Lack of consciousness to being aware and conscious, meaning I need to accept the control of the Creator which dwells in the whole world, in my world, in a complete, absolute way. That's called faith. That is, I am in feeling, in knowledge, that as much as I'm capable, the Creator is the only one ruling my entire world. And this is above nature, above meaning there needs to be a society. I need to envy them, because through this envy and to the extent in which I envy them, I develop in me the ability to rise to their degree. And that's how it is. Even if I didn't study and I didn't do anything, if I know how to use the envy correctly, through this envy, I draw the upper light and it raises me to the degree of the friends. It's a wonder. But look at how this happens. Where do you think our children, which are born, when they're born, when they grow up, they acquire everything we have and even pass us, become even wiser, understanding more in the matters of this world and everything? Where does that come from? It only comes since they envy and look at us and want to do like us. That's the education of apes, where a child sees what the adults are doing, he sees and he wants to copy too. And then from this, he gets envy. And this is called the envy of authors shall make great wisdom come out. they become even smarter than us by doing so. Hence, the fact that we're looking at others, at the friends, and see that they're greater than us, by that it is certain that we will grow. Now comes the question. What society do I need to have? The greater the society of people that will be in my eyes as great as possible, and I will see myself relative to them as the smallest, then for sure I will advance. And not that I will advance with my intellect alone. I will advance in my qualities as well. In my qualities, which I don't have, but I'm looking at them and they have it out of the envy. It's not beneficial envy, that's destructive envy. Constructive envy is where you see that he's great and you want to be even more than him, but not that you want to diminish him or make him do something to him by this. You want by him to grow towards the Creator.
So how do I do that? How do I use envy correctly?
Simply feel that way and think that way. That's already prayer.
Good morning, Av. As it's written in the article, envy is the greatest motivator. If I don't feel envy, I feel happiness, pride, I'm proud of my friends. No envy. What does that mean? That spirituality is not important enough for me?
If you don't envy the friends, you don't consider them as great. You consider them as friends. But not as great ones. Ones who are greater than you. There must be more envy here. You have to see them as great. You need to picture a depiction in which they are truly great and then envy.
PT 29.
Can it be said that the useful envy can exist only if there is the greatness of the friends and also the greatness of the goal?
The greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, the greatness of those who are outside of me brings me to the goal. That's good envy. PT 25.
No, David.
Good morning. How can a friend who's been on the path for many years, how can he develop envy? He feels that he knows better, that he's been longer on the path, he's closer to the love perhaps, and so on. How can such a friend generate envy towards his friends in the ten?
That completely has absolutely nothing to do with how long you've been here. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Gizma, has nothing to do with that. I need to develop envy, and I can develop envy towards each and every one. Why? Because each and every one has a root of his own soul. His own root of the soul. And if I look at him, I see that he is unique. That he is closer to the Creator. I'm not looking at the fact that he's closer to the Creator in comparison to me. But rather, he, from his point, is certainly closer to the Creator than I am. Because I have no point of his. Therefore, I have the foundation to envy any person.
Of the soul of the friend, that's unclear, because the more you see how special the friend is, how unique he is, a person feels that he has nothing to be envious of. That he's red, you're green, why should green envy red?
Nevertheless, he is towards the Creator in a degree, in a scrutiny and force and understanding and feeling more than me. So there's room for envy. The envy of authors will increase wisdom. It's a kli. Envy is a kli. As I, with my will to receive, envy seemingly his will to receive until I come to seemingly to his place. This is an immense force, envy. It's worse than love.
Yes, I'm not talking about the engine. Clearly, it's a tremendous power, but how can you envy the uniqueness of a friend? It's what he is, it's not what you are.
Yeah, but it won't help you. Nevertheless, his point is his point, but if he, from his point, is closer to the Creator, and the Creator relates to him this way, then you're done, it won't help you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to help one another. Certainly we are all different, each from his point. So it's as if I have no possibility to envy the other because I'm not in his place. That's correct. But the fact that I and him emerged in disconnection for the Creator, and he all of a sudden is in connection, and I'm not. I'm envy, not the measure of his connection that I can't feel. But I'm envy that he is in connection. Love will cover all crimes with me and with my friends, so I don't disregard bad things that are revealed, disputes, and make them into good things.
You mustn't think that this comes from the friend. It all comes from the Creator, and you're not seeing the friend. You're seeing whatever image the Creator projects to you. And so this is how you need to see everyone. This is a picture that the Creator draws. And how to see this picture? Well, everyone are completely righteous. You're envious of them all, and you ask the Creator to be like them, and so on and so forth.
It's clear. The fact that it comes from the Creator, yes, just not to cancel them, but to rejoice, to bless for this.
Of course, to bless. To bless. If you remember that this comes from the Creator, then you're in connection with Him. You're advancing. Immediately there, you have a point of connection with the Creator, and so immediately you have a point of joy that you can develop. Petach Tikva 32.
If instinctively you feel that it's being turned off, the body doesn't want to envy you, and you can always justify the fact that you don't envy. Your friends are great. Okay, so I'm not envious. I actually want for their benefit. How do I end it then?
Look for ways to be envious.
Are there ways in the ten to strengthen one another and the matter of envy so it will be alive?
Yes, talk about it. Like this, talk to a friend, tell him, talk about a third friend, and say, look how advanced he is, how much he understands. Do that. Counters envy, increases. Meaning that he understands that the way which is above reason, that path is the only path which is spiritual, through which you can come to resemble the Creator and also transcend our nature. And that's the main thing, to transcend our nature, to detach from our nature, and to begin to receive spiritual degrees, bestowal, coming out of oneself. The qualities of the Creator, they can be acquired only to the extent that you transcend your nature, meaning your Chanoch, you want to understand what the Creator is doing. But this is not the path of knowing, it's the path of faith. And so you need to simply shut your eyes, to shut your mouth, and to justify, and to walk forward in bestowal. and to ask only for vessels of bestowal, to believe that, well, He is giving you all this, yes? And then to ask of Him not to alleviate.
What is this most diminished possible katnut? What is it exactly?
It's where I have no complaints, I have no problems, I have nothing but to walk forward with my eyes shut, given the conditions that I now receive. These are the degrees of Ibu, conception.
Meaning to choose the...
In conception, I have no ability to do anything for myself, not for, not against, with the Creator, or anything, no left, no right, just to agree with whatever I have and to continue to the next state and to each time agree with Him, and it's only agreement on every stage.
I mean, to see myself as small as possible each time and then I can receive.
Toronto. Of course.
I wanted to ask you, how is it possible I can't manage to connect between faith above reason and bestowal? I don't know, it's constantly entering and leaving, entering and eluding me. It's truly not working out for me.
You are taking two things that you have no part in and you want to start tying them together. Of course it won't work. Forget about bestowal. Start with Ibu, conception, what we're now learning. Faith above reason, a new spiritual degree, the first spiritual degree, which starts from the state of Ibu. And Ibu means that I receive everything that's done with me, done with the whole world. Whatever is happening, it doesn't really matter what it is. I accept it as does an embryo in his mother's womb. You have an embryo in his mother's womb. He's not asked any questions, what he wants, what he doesn't want, nothing. When he's born and you begin to take care of him, he can cry, we relate to him as a certain entity, a body. But while it's within the womb, within the mother, it has no name, it has nothing. It is still simply without an identity.
You have to raise it above reason.
Meaning that you're not checking it inside your reason, inside your feelings, but simply agreeing with it, even though you can't justify it. We have to build a second level, you understand? I have the first floor where I'm in now. That's called Dat. And you have to build the second level. That's called faith above reason. And on that degree is where I have to be. Everything I see in reason isn't important to me right now. If I feel bad, okay. If I'm confused, okay. That doesn't matter. The main thing is me, even though I'm adhered to that force that's leading to the 10, to the Creator. That's why I'm forcing me to remain in my Ima, in my mother. What does that mean? In Bina, in the force of bestowal. And even though I'm growing as Malchut, the embryo is growing in the womb. So the will to receive is growing more and more and more. And the womb itself is a force that bestows. How the embryo can be in the womb if he receives and the womb bestows. Only by annulling himself. Completely annulling. doesn't matter what's happening with himself, only to be adhered to the mother. That's why it says that the embryo in his mother eats what his mother eats. Because he annuls himself completely, he gets the feeding from his mother. Then he can grow. Because he keeps annulling himself and annulling himself. In our corporeal life, it's not that the embryo is annulling himself. Nature is doing it. It's annulling the embryo. And then it has the ima, the mother, and the embryo that's annulled by nature. And the mother can take care of him on behalf of nature. That's on the beastly degree. On the spiritual degree, no, it won't work like that. But the creator is nature. He himself built the womb. I will be impregnated for you. Remember that quote, the creator was conceived in me and wore in him. So I have to annul myself, and the creator every time gives me more desires and more desires and more alien thoughts and more and more and more. And I constantly need to annul and annul and annul. And those are all the months of the pregnancy, all days where I'm in the mother. And then, when I'm done with all these actions, I flip over that first my head was on the top, so now my head is upside down. And I come out of the mother. We'll learn about that. That's a very special part in Tess.
Получается, что в физическом мире, в физическом зародыше, как бы природа все делает.
It turns out that in the physical world, in the corporeal embryo, nature does everything, so he would persevere. But in spirituality, it's the opposite.
He is giving you forces to sustain yourself, but you have to annul. By that, from your behalf, can become an embryo, and then he's born spiritually. Spiritually. That's the difference. You're asking, so what do I gain by me having to go through this whole process? The fact that I was an embryo in the mother, and I was born, and I grew, that's okay. Why can't I be in spirituality in such a way? No. It can't be, because you need to be born similar to the Creator. You have to be Adam. What you were born from your mother, you were a beast on the animate degree. Now, by you entering Ibul, conception in the ten, with them together, so now you will be born as Adam, similar to the Creator.
Is it not an expression of my ego?
If you ask for forces of annulment to annul towards the 10, that's the whole matter of the embryo, that we now need to go through these things. That's why I don't want to hear any other questions. Only Ibul, Ibul, Ibul. That's it. So how do we annul towards the 10? That's what's important for us right now.
You just mentioned that we're still afraid to take off our gloves. Do you mean that internally we're afraid to face this? Or is it something that has to be external, that we have to show pressure towards the 10th externally?
You need to press on the Creator to connect you every time more and more with all the viut that is revealed between you or in each one. That's the only thing that has to be. A plea to the Creator to grow the embryo in him correctly, that the 10 in him will grow more and more until one patsuf is born from that. Игорь.
So it's internal preparedness and asking for it and being ready to face it.
Yes, but it's not enough to be ready to cope with the situation. We together need each one on his own and all of us together to invite ourselves into this connection above all the Reshimot that are revealed in each and every one and in all of us together. This is our whole work. And as quick as we can to go through these states. And then we reach all these degrees of Ibur, Yanika, Mochin, so on. It's all here before us. We need to start working in a more intensive way in the groups and the tents with the Creator, to pull Him in there, to demand of Him. This is also an external time and an internal time. It's all working as one. Also, the coronavirus, everything, it's, you'll see as much as it's all going to start being revealed from all of this reality.
Результат неверного взаимовключения – это гнев и суды. А какое?
The result of incorrect intermingling is anger and transgression and judgments. What's the quality that can help us pass this?
We have no problem just constantly to ask the Creator to help us go towards the purpose, towards the goal, which is to constantly connect above all disturbances, that all the disturbances go into the connection. Just like in an embryo, we grow, we grow and grow. Let's say pieces of flesh grow in there, and those pieces of flesh are integrated in the body, and from them, all kinds of organs are created. Bones, skin, flesh, this and that. That's how we need to work with everything. Like the will to receive, that's being awakened in us. Because when it awakens, we don't know what it belongs to. When we add it into the group, so this will to receive, in our work in adding it to the group, it's accepted by the upper light from the Creator. It receives its qualities, its form, what organ it should be in the body, and that's how we grow.